Appreciated that singing. Say amen. I love to hear a family sing. They'll have the tightest harmony you'll ever hear. And it's a blessing to be able to minister with your family. And that is a tremendous honor from the Lord. I appreciate them being here. Pray for them. It's come time for preaching tonight. I appreciate Brother Jason Fox. He pastors the Bright Light Baptist Church down in Iredell County. He is the son of Jamie Fox and the grandson of Rule Fox. Three generations of preachers. What a blessing that is. And the Lord laid him on my heart. I appreciate our local men that have been involved in camp meeting, and they are a blessing. And I want you to pray for him. He's going to come around and preach to us about 30 minutes, and you help him like you'd want somebody to help you. Amen. I love you, brother. Appreciate you. Amen.
Good to be in camp meeting tonight. As he's already said, I was raised here. I appreciate this place. It's been a blessing to my life, all of my life. And I thank the Lord for that. I appreciate every message that I've already heard. This thing don't just last for 2 weeks. I play you all year long. Amen. I listen to you time and time again. Brother Joe preached, I don't remember if it was last year or the year before, if a donkey can do it, you can too. I've been trying to tell myself that all day. But you pray for us. Our reading will be in Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 6, very familiar passage of Scripture. Very familiar. I appreciate the church I pastor. They're a blessing to my life. God stuck in experience with experience, and he's working it all out. I told my grandpa, he asked me how everything was going. I told him I was too dumb to know, and they's too smart to tell me. I appreciate the blessing of God. And I appreciate his love. I'm glad he loves us. Amen. I'm glad he loves us. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 6, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord. Amen. We can probably just stop right there. That's all that matters. Amen. There's nothing else that matters tonight. It's seeing the Lord. And not only did he say he saw the Lord, he said he was sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had 6 wings. With 20 he covered his face, with 20 he covered his feet, and with 20 he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, my title tonight is getting a glimpse, and I'm getting a pretty good glimpse of a holy God. The Bible said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. Father, I thank you tonight for your precious word. I thank you for this place. I thank you for power. I thank you for unction. God, you guard my mind. God, you guard my mouth. You give us everything to do with you and nothing to do with us. I thank you for what you're going to do. Thank you for what you've already done. Touch and guide tonight, we do ask. Open our hearts. Touch these requests. Help us all to live for you and serve you. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm not going to tell you anything new tonight, but we don't need anything new tonight. We just need a fresh touch. We just need a fresh anointing, and we can get it if we'll get a glimpse of a holy and righteous God. I believe in the Bible. This is one of the greatest depictions of God's glory ever recorded in God's holy word. In fact, some say Isaiah is the Old Testament gospel. In fact, it's broken down into two major sections, verses 1 through 39 and 40 through 66. But the general theme in the first portion of the book is God's approaching judgment on the nation of Judah. The message of stern judgment is mingled, and it's mixed with beautiful poems of comfort and of promise. In fact, Isaiah's name means Jehovah saves. In fact, some say he was a noble descent, even have royal blood. I'm talking about this was a man that knew God. This was a man that prophesied 700 years before the birth of Christ. He got a glimpse of a holy God, and he helped him, and it helps us today. Getting a glimpse of God. Very simple. I like how Brother Tom says, don't know if you'll get this or not. It amazes me how men say, I've got a simple thought. Well, I've got a simple thought. First thing we see tonight is who he saw. The Bible says in verse 1, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne. I want you to notice that he didn't mention that King Uzziah died. He was a good king until later in the years. God struck him with leprosy because he disobeyed what thus saith the Lord. But I want to tell you something tonight. Man's got to get out of the way. Self has got to get out of the way. Sin has got to be purged for us to ever get a glimpse of a holy and righteous God. Who he saw? He saw the Lord. And I want to notice how he saw him. He saw God's position. The Bible says he's sitting. I like every bit of that, don't you? That comforts me. Now, you take your halo off tonight. We all have a tendency to worry a little bit. We all have a tendency to be burdened tonight. But I want to tell you something. God's got this thing under control. No doubt Isaiah lost. Said he was pretty close with King Uzziah. No doubt the nation of Israel and Judah was in perilous times. Judgment was coming. But he saw the Lord, and he saw him sitting on his throne. He saw God's position because he saw sovereignty, and he's taking care of his problem, and he'll take care of yours. He saw God's position. But not only did he see God's position, Let me hold on one Steve hit on a little bit today. He said sitting on the throne, and then he said he was high and lifted up. That's where he's at. He's high and lifted up. By the way, if he's high, that means Isaiah had to be pretty low. We're going to have to get pretty low if we're going to get a glimpse of the glory and the glimpse of the goodness of a holy God. He saw him high and lifted up. But not only did he see his position, he saw God's power. He saw God's power there in verse 1. I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. The train was the hem of a robe. And in Isaiah's day, the hem of the robe made a big deal. In fact, the longer it was, the more powerful it was. The longer it was, the greater the king was. And the Bible said he saw it and it filled the temple. He got a glimpse of a holy God. He got a glimpse of his power. He got a glimpse of his authority and his majesty and his sovereignty and his deity. He saw God's power and it filled the temple tonight. That hem of the robe. In fact, some have said after battle, they would grab some of the kings and sew it on theirs. Hallelujah. Isaiah got a glimpse of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He saw God's position. He saw God's power. Then he saw God's person. Look at verse 2. The Bible said above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. He saw God's person. I'll just paint a little bit of picture for you today. He's seen the seraphims, and their wings was covering their face out of allegiance to a holy God. And then the wings were covering his feet out of dependence of a holy God. But then there was two left. They can fly around. They can do what God would have them to do out of an attitude of an obedience. Amen. That's what we need tonight if we're ever going to get a glimpse of God, is allegiance, dependence, and obedience to his holy name. He saw the God's person. But not only did he see their allegiance and dependence and obedience, he mentions it. He said one cried to another. They saw God's person. Now, sad today, Israel had the same problem. They always wanted to chase after other gods. We got the same problem today. We're chasing after anything and everything. And in fact, the TV will let us think that there are many gods in our nation tonight. But I want to tell you something. The seraphims and Isaiah saw a holy God. And I want to tell you tonight, if you'll just cry holy, they'll know who you're talking about, because there's only one. There's only one that's holy. They may think there's other gods out there, but there's only one that is holy. And the seraphim said, holy. And he said, holy. And he said, holy is the Lord God of hosts. I like that pretty good. They didn't do it quiet, because the Bible said the post shook. They wasn't Baptists. One said, holy. Holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. They saw God's person. He's the only one. In fact, the Bible says it's the only way you're going to see him in Hebrews 12. Bible also says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Now, I know that we have a grand future. I know that heaven is awaiting for us. Hallelujah to His name. But we do not have to wait for heaven to enjoy heaven today, because we can't get a glimpse of a holy and righteous God. He saw who He saw. But not only who He saw, it amazes me what He said. I'm not talking about the prodigal son tonight. From what I've read, Isaiah was a pretty good fella. But he got a glimpse of a holy God, and he said, woe is me. It got personal. I want you to notice that exclamation point at the end of woe is me. That means a major significance. That means he used a strong voice. I have a 4-year-old. And guess what? When daddy makes him listen, or when daddy has to tell him to tell somebody or someone they're sorry, guess what he does? Now, he's loud most of the time. He gets that from his grandpa. But when he has to apologize, he says, sorry. He don't really want to do it. Reminds me of a Baptist. But if we'll get a glimpse of God, we'll say, woe is me. It got personal when he got a glimpse of God. Woe is me. Now, you carpenters may like this. I've done it myself and seen others do it. You know how the quickest way to pick out a crooked board? Well, you pick one end up. And you look at that thing. And some may shut one eye. And then they'll flip it and twist it just to see if it's crooked. But I'm going to tell you the fastest way you can tell a difference between a crooked board is to put a straight board beside it. That's what Isaiah did. You ain't the standard tonight. He's the standard. It ain't the deacon board tonight. He's the standard. He's the only one. And he said, woe is me. It got personal. You know, sometimes we always want to blame others. Woe. Isaiah said, don't forget everybody else. I've got a glimpse of him, and I'm a man of unclean lips. If Isaiah needed to say, woe is me, we all need to say, woe is me. But we won't do that until we get a glimpse of a holy God, who he saw. And what he said. It got personal. Then he became purified. Them seraphims got them tongs. And they put that hot coal on his lips. It helped us every now and again let Jesus just clean us up. I want you to take notice again, his position was high. Isaiah, in fact, had an upward look. The reason some of us are not getting a glimpse of God, because he's not beside us. He's not below us. He's up there, high and lifted up. And we'll say, woe is me. Not only who he saw, not only what he said, I want to take notice tonight of why he served. Amen. The Bible says in verse 8, also I heard the voice of the Lord. I want you to know, when you know this, God's always got an order. God's always got a plan. Notice the Bible, he waited until verse 8 to say he heard him. He had to see him. He had to get a glimpse. And then he had to get cleaned up. And then he could hear the Lord. The best thing for you to do, preacher, is to get a glimpse of a holy God for your church and for your people. The best thing you can do, daddy, the best thing you can do, mama, is to get a fresh glimpse of a holy God. Why he served. Here am I. Send me. I got saved at an early age, but like Brother Tom said this morning, I can tell you exactly when I got a glimpse, exactly when I had to surrender. I had to surrender to a holy God in his living room and said, I can't preach. And he said, I know you can't, but I can. I said, I didn't want to. He said, I didn't ask you. You're going to have to preach or you're going to be miserable all your life. I've got two youngins. And he said, don't you think I know that? And he's got me one on the way. Bless his name tonight. I got a glimpse and I had to serve. And I hadn't regretted mile of the trip. Why, sir, here am I. Send me. Now, later on in the verse, I didn't read it. The Lord didn't give Isaiah too much encouragement. And you notice that Isaiah accepted the mission before he even knew it. He said, he sounds crazy. You kind of get crazy when you get a glimpse of God. The Lord said, their eyes would get shut. The hearts would get fat. The ears would get heavy. They're not going to pay much attention to what you got to say, Isaiah. But it don't matter. I sent you. You got a glimpse of me. You just preached the gospel because it is the gospel and the power unto salvation. Amen. It is him. And it's always been him. Who he saw. That'll make a difference in your life tonight. You see, this glimpse. And I'm done. This glimpse transformed the man. It transformed his ministry. Don't you appreciate that? Isaiah got a glimpse and he told us there was going to be a virgin birth. And his name was Emmanuel, God with us. And then later on in the book, he tells us, for unto us a child is born and a son is given. Then he gives him his attributes. He is the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He got a fresh glimpse of God and it transformed his ministry. It'll help us tonight. I got convicted by my own preaching. Amen. I had to get down and say, God, I need a fresh glimpse. Woe is me. Here am I. Send me. Who he saw. What he said. And why he served. Brother Steve.